Chairman and CEO, Salesforce, August 2015. Preface. Zone to Win is the seventh, and with any luck, the last, in a sequence of books about the impact of disruptive technology on business strategy and company valuations. The series began with Crossing the Chasm, first published in 1990. That book addressed the market development challenges venture-backed startups face when trying to grow beyond an early adopter customer base and win mainstream customers. Its lessons have stood the test of time, with more than 1 million copies sold worldwide, and a third edition with all new case examples released in 2014. In 1995, Crossing the Chasm was followed by Inside the Tornado, which focused on the winner-take-all competitions that unfold when disruptive technologies are mature enough to displace their incumbent predecessors. It in turn was followed by The Guerrilla Game, co-authored with Tom Kipola and Paul Johnson in 1998, which focused on the implications of tornado dynamics for company valuations that were at the time eye-popping, to say the least. This was the era of the dot-com bubble, or as my colleague Paul Wiefels likes to call it, the time of the great happiness. It all ended in 2001. With the bursting of the dot-com bubble, the focus of my consulting shifted to established enterprises, the ones left standing, and how they might expect to engage with these same market dynamics. This led to a shift in perspective from that of the disruptor to that of the disruptee. It also led to a second sequence of three books, each presenting a set of frameworks to help guide management through challenging times. They included the Core Context Framework from Living on the Fault Line, the Return on Innovation Framework from Dealing with Darwin, and the Hierarchy of Powers Framework from Escape Velocity. All three describe strategies to better engage with disruptive innovation. What they did not do, on the other hand, was solve for problems of organization and execution. That is the role of this book. It has been made possible through lessons learned from two consulting relationships, one with Salesforce and the other with Microsoft. Each brought me into contact with an exceptional leader and a team of executives intent not only on doing the right things, but also on doing things right. Like everything in the tech sector, this too is a work in progress. But enough has been proven that it is now time to share the results. What follows is a highly prescriptive approach, indeed a playbook, for organizing and managing established enterprises of any size in a time of category disruption. It is based on dividing up enterprise activity into four zones and managing each zone independently from the other three. In so doing, it is designed to address two challenges. The first is to help management teams in established franchises manage the resource allocation challenges of onboarding a new line of business while maintaining commitments to the existing one. This we call playing zone offense. The second is to help these same teams organize themselves to beat back a disruptive innovator's attack targeting one of their mature core businesses. We call this playing zone defense. Taken together, they constitute zone management, a discipline intended to let enterprises compete at full strength when it comes to engaging with the disruptive innovations that are reshaping so much of our world. Chapter 1: A Crisis of Prioritization. What makes modern business different? Simply put, speed plus disruption. Wave after wave of next-generation technology is continually transforming the landscape of business, both inside the tech sector, where the new offers are germinated, and everywhere else outside it, where they are largely consumed. This results in two imperatives for any established enterprise. In markets where you want to be the disruptor, where you want to play offense, you must catch the next